know you've been hearing about Michigan State University in the headlines again. University President Samuel Stanley Jr. on the hot seat. I don't know. Some people calling for him to leave or to resign or to get booted, but then it's not exactly what happened. More drama, more strange events there. Want to bring somebody in who's been watching it closely. Mike Baylo is running for the MSU Board of Trustees to help be a voice of reason and change what he found to be an incredibly dysfunctional environment at the MSU leadership level. He's looking to earn your support. And, of course, he's running. Everybody around the state gets to vote for this. Mike, good to have you on the program.
Good morning, sir. Glad to be on your show today.
So, all right, first of all, tell me about your experience and why you decided to get into this race and why it's important.
Thank you. Yeah, first of all, I appreciate you pronouncing my name right. A lot of around the state, people insert an R in there. They say Barlow, but it's Baylo. You know, they used to call me Stalo Baylo because I was a basketball player and I was good, but I couldn't jump that high. So it's good for people to remember.
Stalo, but, Stalo Baylo. I don't think that's not a term of endearment, Mike.
Good point. Yeah. I've been watching the board closely for 2 years. I've attended every board meeting since I think October of 2020. And, I haven't liked what I've seen. And I know that I'm eminently qualified to be on that board and to make a difference based on my background. I'm a Navy veteran, 7 years as a commissioned officer, served in the Pacific Fleet. I've been a businessman for 20 years. I live in Southeast Michigan. I have three daughters, the oldest of which goes to Michigan State. So I'm sending a few $1,000 of my hard-earned money there every year. I have skin in the game. I think I'm the only candidate that has a child that goes there. It's something where reasonable adults need to get on that board to take the power away from what I call the country club trustees, you know, the ones that are in it for access, for status, and just to be part of their, you know, local party or political machinery. That is what has harmed that school over the last 10 to 20 years. I don't need to remind anyone of the sexual abuse scandal that's gone on there. And the school has never completely had it come to Jesus meeting on that. There is still clouds of that hanging over because they've never completely cleaned house. So I said, enough is enough. I'm going to run for this office and try to make a difference for this great state university, which I've come to love so much.
Well, and I appreciate that. So you're a veteran. You're a guy who's got a kid going to the university. You're here in Michigan, but it's an uphill climb, isn't it? I mean, it's tough because in order to become a trustee, you've got to create some name recognition somehow, somewhere. So how do you do that?
Well, I try to be, you can't exhaust me. Like, so I work for a living. So unfortunately I can't make it a full-time job, but in the evenings and on the weekends, I'm everywhere. I try to get around the state, go to 1, 2, 3 things a week. Be active on social media. So people should be aware of my Facebook page and Twitter handle. It's at Mike Baylo for MSU, and that's the 4 F-O-R. So at Mike Baylo for MSU, B-A-L-O-W. Right. And so what we try to do is get the name recognition, because let's face it, one of the problems with the election is a lot of people undervote. And what I mean by that is they will vote the top of the ticket and not the rest of the ticket. And so these important races for university boards and judges get – they don't get the attention they need. So I'm encouraging everyone. I'm begging everyone, please tell your friends to vote the whole ballot. You know, vote, do your research on these university candidates, because these 8-person boards in charge of our universities are the legislative bodies for these universities. We'll get to it in a minute, I think, but you could see what's going on now at Michigan State, and you can see how the train gets off the tracks when the people that we hire to run these universities don't respect their duly elected boards. I won't stand for that.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this. What is going on with the president? What is going on with all the confusion right now? I mean, what can you tell us? What are your observations of this current dust-up? I mean, some people calling for the president to step down. Others saying, no, that's not going to happen. President Samuel Stanley Jr., is he on the hot seat? Is he not? What's happening? And should he be or should he not be?
Well, I can tell you what I'm seeing. As I'm not on the board yet, so I'm not privy to all the information. I read the press articles like you do, but I do have my observations for the last 2 years being, I mean, I'm almost like a trustee already. I'm just sitting on the other side of the table. For 2 years, I've been there. I've spoken to them. They all know who I am. what is going on is indicative of what I believe the president is capable of. Like, I watched him. Right now, he's coming under great fire for mishandling Title IX sexual assault investigations, right? There's some pretty concerning reports that he, coming out of East Lansing, that he falsified reports last year in 21, didn't inform the board of Michigan State shortcomings from what they call the Office of Institutional Equity. And as a father with three daughters, nothing could concern me more. I mean, what's the one thing you'd want to get right at Michigan State in the wake of the Nassar tragedy? It probably would be handling complaints of sexual assault. If we find out that this president falsified reports, as the investigation, I'm sure, will conclude soon, then I think he's got to go. And I can tell you this, and this comes from firsthand knowledge. I saw what he did to some great student athletes in the fall of 2020. He, along with the then athletic director, Bill Beekman, decided to eliminate the Michigan State swim and dive team, which had been around for like 100 years. They're the only school in the Big Ten now, other than Maryland, with no swimming. And the reasons they used were complete nonsense. They said the pool the kids had wasn't regulation. And a bunch of alumni got together and said, that's not true. And if it's money, we can raise money. Well, he has stonewalled that group for the better part of 2 years. And he has brought the university into a Title IX lawsuit, which is separate from the Title IX issues he's coming under fire for now. And he spent $750,000 of university money on that. And he's prepared to spend $2 to $3 million more.
And you consider it reckless.
On the neck of,
yeah, it's reckless.
It's reckless, yeah.
Yeah. Mike Baylor.
He's leading that university into the path of ruin.
Yeah. Mike Baylor, running for the MSU Board of Trustees. Mike, pretty good examples. It's all the time I've got today. Again, where do they find you on the internet?
So it's www.mikebaylor4msu.org. And again, it's Baylor, B-A-L-O-W. The website and the Facebook handle are very similar. I encourage people to like and share. And I can use the support of people that want to see positive change at MSU because we need it like we need air there.
I appreciate it. Mike Baylor, thank you for being here.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.